Good morning, I'm Dom Zaki for Hollywood Bets. While it's sad to start our day off on such a sad note with the loss of Naresh Jugwal yesterday in Mauritius, he was a good friend of mine, he rode many winners for me in my training career and a top rider. May he rest in peace. As promised, today at Hollywood Bets Greyville, we have a top lineup, 9 races on the program and the first race kicking off at 11:50. Let's move on to some market movers on today's card. In race 1, number 12, AJ's Captain, from 9-2 all the way into 2-1. In race 4, number 2, Siberian Sunset, some outside support from 10-1 all the way into 6-1. In race 5, number 4, Silver Operator, has been backed in to beat Do It Again from 6-1 into 9-2, but I think he's got his work cut out. In race 6, number 1, Lady of Steel, from 7-10 into 6-10, and she does look to win. And those market movers were offered by Hollywood Bets. We do have some trainer comments today from Alison Wright, Garth Puller, and Peter Musket, and this is what they had to say about the Hollywood Syndicate runners.
Indomarvel's running over 1600 meters on the grass. She's not drawn well, but there is pace in the race, and she's improved with every run, and I'm expecting her to run a good race. She should be in the first 3.
Imilenze Yokoduduma debuts on Sunday in an open maiden 1200. He's a quality colt in the making, but may just need his first start to tighten up, and he looks like he will actually go further. But I expect a very encouraging debut from him.
Pompo Shampizi running on Sunday at Hollywood Bets Greyville over 1200 meters on the grass. His first run out the maidens, he found himself in front over the 1400 and over raced. He's doing very well at home, in a good space, and expect him to run a very good race.
Thanks to those trainers for their comments. Our best bet of the day does come up in race 1, number 12, AJ's Captain, around about 2-1. And if you go back to this colt's form, it is quite encouraging. First time out, he ran a good third, a length and a half behind Good Traveller, but coming from around about 11 lengths at the 400, flew up to get beat only a length and a half. And we all know Good Traveller has now won 3 in a row. His next start over the 1400, he was neatly drawn at 2. He was well placed and flew up to run a good second behind Darjing. On that occasion, another jump, he does win. He was a little bit unlucky not to get up on that occasion. He's drawn a little bit deep at 12, but he does have a bit of speed. And over the 1400, I'm sure Warren Kennedy will have him neatly placed. For me, AJ's Captain's going to take a power of beating today around about 2-1. And we do make him our best bet of the day. A value bet comes up in race 4, number 12, Indomarvel. Now, Indomarvel has been improving with each and every run. As soon as she went up in trip over the mile, she ran a good fourth to Sun Tricks, getting beat 2.5 lengths. That form line hasn't been franked, but it was a nice run. Last time out, drawn 1 over the 1400, I should say, at Greyville on the Polly, flew up to run a good second behind Let's Not Linger. On that occasion, she improved further, and I am expecting further improvement today. She has got a tricky draw of 12 as well to negotiate, but with Lyle Hewitson, I think she's going to be a big player today in the Marvel. She doesn't meet the strongest of fields, with all due respect to the rest of the runners, and I do make her my value bet of the day, around about 7-2. And if we do take the double Indomarvel and AJ's Captain, it does work out to 12-1. A nice price to get involved in that particular double. And I do make them those two horses my key bets for the day. A exotic for the day, we're going with the jackpot and it doesn't look too hard. The race 5 is the starting point and the closing time is 14:05. Our jackpot numbers, we're banking 2 in the first leg, which is Do It Again. In the second leg, we're banking in the 1, Lady of Steel. In the third leg, we're going 3, 5, 6, 7, and 10. And in the final leg, we're going 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 11. A 40 Rand jackpot perm. And yeah, I'm definitely going to take that jackpot. I think the two bankers will come home. Well, there are some nice, there are top horses, I should say, on display today out at Hollywood Betts Gravel. And I think the exotics, the pools are going to be through the roof. Let's hope it all falls into place for us today. And don't forget, we do have the Punters Challenge today. You tip all 9 winners and you become an instant millionaire. There's also 10,000 Rand up for grabs, first place being 4,000, and they do pay up right until 20th place. You've got to take your chances with the Punters Challenge. It's free to enter. All you have to be is a Hollywood Bets subscriber. From me, Dom Zaki, for Hollywood Bets, have a super day's racing out at Hollywood Bets Gravel.